Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch?
And you know what that music means. Time to check in with our furry friends. It's Monday, and we're excited to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to present our Panther Pet of the Week, brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. We're proud to team up with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to help our furry friends find their forever home. Join us in partnering with the Humane Society and warm up to your new furry friend. Check out our weekly Panther Pet at the Humane Society's website or visit pantherhvac.com and click on Panther Pet. Panther Heating and Cooling, dedicated and committed to this great community since 1994. Proudly offering train.
Once again, it is Monday on Palmetto Mornings, 100.1 WRHI, your home for news, talk, and sports. AM 1340, Comporium Cable Channel 103, and Facebook Live. Good morning, I'm Tyler Cup.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Lucas McFadden has the day off. We check in with the Humane Society of York County and Mary Beth Knapp for the Panther Pet. Mary Beth, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing great.
Now,
I have a little bit of a summer thick voice today, but that's okay.
Now, Mary Beth, you'll have to assist us, which I know you will do just fine. We do not have the email of the furry friends that are up for adoption, so fill us in. Let's start with what you got today.
Oh, I'd love to tell you what we have. Oh, and you'll have to see the pictures because they just speak volumes. So our cat of the week, her name is Corabel, and she is stunning. She's this very blonde, blonde and beautiful girl that medium hair, maybe almost close to long hair. We estimate her to be about 2 years old. She is more petite than she is larger, so she's just this gorgeous, sweet thing. She, unfortunately, was an owner surrender and no fault of her own, and she is just, I can't say how much, how stunning she is and how lovable she is. She has completely stole our hearts, so she will definitely steal somebody's heart very quickly. She likes the company of other felines. She, of course, like all of our pets, she's spayed, microchip vaccinated, and tested. So if this face melts you, oh my goodness, give us a call. Let's get an appointment on the book. Remember, everybody in the household has to be at the appointment, and that's to make sure that everybody's involved in the adoption process because we want everyone to be very happy, very a win-win, and, of course, no allergies. And so you can give us a call at 803-802-0902. We would love to talk to you about this baby. Again, her name is Corabel. Then we have the dog of the week, and this is a repeat. Thomas. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to forward you guys the picture because you'll just melt. Thomas is so handsome. He came in as a stray. We think he's some sort of a beagle mix hound, some sort of hound. But this poor dude has been at the rescue now for 176 days too long. And unfortunately, you know, some pets adjust beautifully. Not all, but some. Thomas has not adjusted beautifully. He has some anxiety at the rescue. And due to that, it takes him a little longer to relax, to meet people. We think he's about 4.5 years old. Actually, I said hound, but he's more of a tree walker, coon hound. And I looked that up to just say, hey, what's the characteristics of a tree walker coon hound? And what it basically said is very intelligent, very eager to learn, which is super. Loves his people, but it can be a little stubborn. So, you know, that's pretty much every pet you could possibly think of, but very intelligent, so that's wonderful. We're confident he will relax into a wonderful pet once he is off our premises because it's a very stressful environment at the rescue. You know, you've got 50 or plus dogs barking. You've got people moving about. So let's get him a home as soon as we possibly can. Thomas, as well, is neutered, vaccinated, microchip and tested. He's about 30 pounds, so he's not too big, not too small. He's just that right size. And he's looking for someone who's patient and kind and just can give him the time needed to adjust. So if this baby melts your heart like he does ours, again, give us a call, 803-802-0902. You can also go to our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, to see the adoption parameters, just to make sure everyone's on board with that. And then we've got what's the scoop at Paws. And you can't see it, but oh my gosh, I have another, yet another picture of kittens being adorable because it is kitten season, and I'm going to say it for a while. I'm sorry to get the old news, but it is so relevant. We are inundated with kittens. So how can you help? You can donate things. You can donate your time by being a foster. You can donate supplies. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to list off a name, but the top one is cat litter. You can see our needs on our Facebook page by liking us. And then, of course, you can give dollars that help us offset our operational costs for these babies because it does add so much to our medical expenses. And then, really fun thing we're doing, next week we're going to do an online silent auction starting June 14th through the 19th. So if you're even on vacation at the beach, you can shop. So check us out and get involved. All the money goes to help our babies, and we've got some cool items, so check that out. Our rescue needs this week, all the things you can think of, Lysol, clay litter, 55-gallon trash bins, liquid laundry detergent, bleach, pedigree canned dog food, and high-value dog treats. Again, you don't have to memorize these from me, but you can go look on our Facebook, and it's right there for you to check out. And we appreciate every possible help you can give. Just drop it off at our rescue, 8177 Regent Parkway. We appreciate you guys so much.
Well, Mary Beth, thank you. And I'm glad you threw out the silent auction. I was checking that out on your website. We'll have to talk about that more coming up as we get closer to it, because maybe you can kind of give some of the items out there, which would be nice.
Oh, yes. It's so much fun. And, you know, it's so many of them are new in boxes, and it's amazing what people will donate to our efforts of just helping these fur babies get another chance.
That's awesome.
So, yay. Thank you so much, guys, for your help, and thank you for spreading the pictures and their word out there. There's someone for everyone, and we just need to connect.
Very good. Thank you, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
All right, that is Mary Beth Knapp of the Humane Society of York County presenting our Panther Pet of the Week, brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling.